If I lay here.
Snow Patrol celebrate 25 years with their new album, Reworked.
Would you lie with me?
Their greatest hits, reimagined. Plus, three brand new tracks. Reworked, the new album from Snow Patrol, out now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Tsakarellis.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant, the Grandmaster. Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a Real Housewives of New York parody. It's available on YouTube and the new episode just dropped. And joining me is the wonderful and lovely and very well lit Ronnie Karam of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Ben.
Hi. When I say he's well-lit, I'm not saying that he's drunk. I'm saying he's actually well-lit because this is a Crappens On Demand episode. And if you're a newbie, that means it's a Patreon thing. You go onto Patreon, you support us on the Crappens On Demand level, and you don't get to just listen to the podcast. You get to see the podcast. Ronnie and I have rival ginghams on. Sort of. Yours is more of a plaid. Mine's more of a gingham. What can I say?
We're very patterned tonight.
Yeah, Seep's patterned. So I did mention Real Housewares is a parody of Real Housewives of New York. And speaking of Real Housewives of New York, we are excited because in case you missed the big announcement yesterday or this morning or whenever, because it's nighttime, crazy episode alert, we have announced what we will be recording or doing at our shows this weekend. So in Indianapolis on Friday, we are going to be doing the latest episode of Real Housewives of Dallas. And then in Chicago, since we've got two shows, the early show, we're going to recap the latest New Jersey episode. And the late show, we're going to do a classic New York episode. It's called Bon Voyage, Ramona. It is season 6, episode 10, I believe. Yes. And to remind you what this is, this is the episode that happens in the wake of Ramona throwing glass at Kristen Takeman's face. And then
she got her wet.
Ramona defending her actions. Later on, going into the woods, having a flashback to her dad, and then calling a friend to have her flown out of the Berkshires so that way she can go to a party in the Hamptons. So it's an amazing episode, and we're going to be recapping that Saturday night in Chicago at the Late Show. So that's that. And watchcrappens.com if you want tickets to the indie show. The Chicago shows are sold out. And real quickly, here's what else is on the roster. We got two sold-out shows in New York We got St. Louis with not too many tickets left. We got a sold-out show in Philadelphia, but we have a late show that still has tickets. We got Denver. We got Seattle. The Golden Crappies, there are actually still tickets available for that. Detroit, Columbus, sold-out show in Austin, but we do have another show after that that does have tickets. Houston, Birmingham, NOLA, Kansas City, Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, and another city. But we're not announcing it just yet, but stay tuned to our social media for that. WatchWhatCrappens.com to get all that stuff.
Do it. And I am scrolling around here while Ben is yapping his face off because I announced during the Real Housewives of Atlanta recap that we were re-releasing the t-shirts and the Happy Ramonica t-shirts for Christmas and Hanukkah. And I forgot to press re-release. Guess what? They're re-released now. So you can look at them right now.
Wow, they were re-released live on the podcast. Also, if you happen to be watching Crappens on Demand, fun fact, this episode has a special guest, a big cup of soda from McDonald's. Because, yes, I went to McDonald's before this. I'm sorry. We all have our weaknesses.
Don't apologize. McDonald's keeps the economy going.
It does. McDonald's makes the world go round.
It sure does. I love some McDonald's, okay? I ate some French fry sandwiches over there, and Canada taught me that that's normal. So I'm into you, McDonald's.
You know, you can find McDonald's all over the world, even in Thailand.
Ooh, don't have a hamburger in Thailand. You know what happened to poor little Chana Banana.
Ooh, he got the Sweet Belly, which is also the name of a new appetizer at Sweet Belly.
Oh, Sweet Belly. Sounds like something I should get tattooed if I'm going to be on Top Chef. Oh, Sweet Belly.
Ew, please try our Sweet Belly. It's only $15.99 for three small pieces of an indeterminate meat.
Isn't indeterminate like an unknown amount of time?
It's sir. That's putting too much thought into it.
Oh, okay. So today on Below Deck, everyone's barfing and quitting. You know what? I want to say something to the millennials out there. You guys take a lot of shit in this world, and it's because of people like Abby. I think millennials are like the smartest, most brilliant generation. They've had access to everything. They're very smart, little go-getters. I think you guys take too much shit. And then I watch this show, and I'm like, you know, they cast Abby so that old people can sit at home and go, oh, those fucking millennials. Right?
Well, old people can say that, but just remember, old people were once, oh, those fucking hippies, you know? Old peoples were millennials once, too. So everyone needs to just chillax for a moment.
That's true, but the millennials are getting the old people back because have you seen on Facebook all okay, the boomer. Old people? Like, how dare you boomer shame me? There's like
I have.
A lot of boomer shaming going on.
It's actually the most hilarious thing. Someone tweeted out that boomer is like an offensive term. It's like the equivalent of saying the N-word to a black person. It's like ageism and boomer. I was like,
totally.
Don't think so. Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're going to have to step to the back of the line for the VIP meet and greet for the Countess Luann Boomer Cabaret.
Yeah, totally the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm embarrassed for everybody right now. I'm thankfully Generation X, and I don't give a fuck, really. So thank you, Janine Garofalo, for making that happen.
Yeah.
Thanks, Reality Bites.
I'm some sort of like weird in-between generation. I'm not really Generation X. I'm 78. I spiritually, I'm 78 years old, but I'm also from 1978. And it's like, I'm not really Gen X. For a while, I was Gen Y, which sort of felt like a consolation prize for people who missed out on Gen X. But I'm like, a little too young to be Gen X, a little too old to be a millennial. I'm just sort of like, just me.
Yeah, I think I'm technically Generation X. I mean, Generation Y, but I won't.
No, I think you're X.
I'm like on a cusp. I looked it up one time because we were talking about it on this year podcast, which usually recaps television shows. But
yeah, but we're really going to get into some philosophical tangents here. Well, it's funny because there's also different definitions of what is millennial, right? Because I think some people say it's like 1980 on, and then it's like, oh, it's people who came of age in the 90s, or I don't know. I feel like you know it when you see it. right? Like porn. You know it when you see it. Or not porn, but indecency, right? Isn't that the famous thing? I know it when I see it.
Oh, so now porn is indecent?
No, that was a famous ruling about what's like indecent content from the 70s. And like I think it may have been a Supreme Court thing, was like, I can't define it, but I know you know it when you see it. And I'm like, that's what a millennial is. You know it when you see it. Abby.
Like a quarter pounder.
True.
You see, it all comes full circle.
Quarter pounder, you know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Or like a...
Does anything look like a quarter pounder? I mean, I know there's like a million different kinds of hamburgers. Okay, maybe a Big Mac.
Or a fresh plate of Chef Joe's Sweet Belly. You don't really know what it is, but you know it when you see it.
Oh, okay. So one line I didn't notice Kate saying last week was, these girls are thirsty. They also like to drink a lot. Which I'm immediately going to say to everybody that I see. So we're still with the woohoo girls. And those are just basically single girls who wear bathing suits, but only when they're on boats. And then they do this a lot.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then they go home and watch This Is Us.
Yeah. And then they keep telling each other, like, their big inside joke when they're really rebelling and partying hard. They go, that's what she said. And they say that every other time.
Yeah, it's a new joke. I don't know if you've heard it, but like when someone says something that could be provocative, you go, that's what she said. It's like, just wait, it's gonna catch on.
Yeah. Well, I still say
they also like to say winning.
Did they say winning?
No, but I'm just projecting that onto
them. Oh, God. I was going to say, how did I not catch that? I was in like a very hateful mood when I was watching this. I was like, if these bitches woohoo one more time.
Woo! That's what she said. You're doing great, Kali.
You're doing great, Kali. That's what she said. And by she, I mean Aunt Tibby. And of course, I'm talking about she wanted more lasagna. But I said, you can't. It's against the policy of your program. But she ate it anyway, so, you know.
okay so I'm still on woo in my notes. So let me go here. So second day of charter, they're on something. It's not spelled Riley Beach, but it's pronounced, I think, Riley Beach, which made me just want to fight with somebody on Twitter, like Riley from Below Deck.
I thought they were on I wrote it down. I thought it was Krabby Beach. Maybe that was a different beach later.
No, it's like Riley Beach or Riley Beach.
Riley. Yeah.
It's like, fuck you. You want a piece of meat? Beach.
Got it. It's got like, it. Hey, is this a place where we could set up a lunch picnic? I don't know. Why don't you try? How about you ask me once in a while? Okay, I'm not just a beach. Okay, I can provide a lot more than just being a beach. Okay, listen, we just want to set up a beach picnic here. Got it. Wow, that beach.
Why doesn't anyone take me seriously, beach?
Missy Riley.
Wow, that beach just killed a miss.
Abby is crying because that's, you know, Abby's just trying to ruin an entire generation this episode. So she's just like crying with her hair down, I might add. I think her hair is down. I actually can't factually prove that right now because I don't remember. But in my mind, her hair is always down. You know what I have? Actually, the video, I'm going to pull it up because I know
her hair is so big that when it's down, it's actually up, because the hair that's down, the part that's down is down, but then there's so much up top that it just rests on the part that's down. So it's actually like the down part is like a step stool for the part that's up. So that's like up on the down part.
So her hair is down. Her hair is literally down. You know what? I'm down.
My hair is
down.
My hair is down. My hair is down. Okay, you know what? Like, kill me right now. My hair is down.
Okay, but in her defense, she's playing with it and trying to put it up, but she's sobbing, and then she puts it up, but you're right, it still is down. Also, now that I'm fast forwarding through this video and looking at it frame by frame, Kevin, could you keep your clothes on? That would be great. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of shirtless.
You're
Kevin
very cute
scenes.
And everything. I think you're very handsome, but there's something about Kevin's like body hair right in my face, and I don't need you to be smooth and waxed and everything, but I feel like I'm getting hair in my teeth. The camera is so close to your hair. And they just keep doing it over and over. It's him taking it off with a rug.
It was like a journey that his chest hair went on this episode, but like a journey with no arc. It was just like, here's another shirt that he's can't get into. And here's another one. And here, and he's stuck in another shirt. Like
the editor just loved showing Kevin like right in the camera with his chest hair right in my face.
Fully Igor.
Also, Journey. You know? I love you, Journey. Okay, so I'm not dissing you, Journey. Okay, continue.
Journey.
Yeah, because you were saying it was the whole journey he went on. Oh. And I don't want, I know Journey's, the band is listening to this right now, and I don't want them thinking we're dissing them. Journey, keep taking off your shirts.
I like whenever Kevin would do that thing where he'd put on a shirt and then get stuck, and then like the top of the shirt was over his head and his hands would like hang down. So he sort of looks like a nun or like Igor from Frankenstein, you know? He's like, I'm stuck in my shirt. You know,
wow, but yeah, you just made him sexually viable, so thanks. You just changed my entire mind about, you've changed my mind about Kevin.
So Abby is crying because she is at her wit's end because she's had to endure the indignity of putting her hair up, and she's like, I don't want to do this anymore, you know. She's like, she is used to life on a sailboat, not a motor yacht, and also she's engaged now and just wants to get back to fucking and fucking and fucking, you know. So
my Greek fuck buddy asked me to marry him, and I was like, all right.
So she's like, you know, the level of professionalism, it's just like, it's too much. I can't.
I just like that she is just voluntarily declaring to the world that she just can't be professional. You know, most people say, like, you know, I want to do it, but it's very stressful, and I don't feel like myself out here, or I miss my family, or my head's not in it. But she's like, no, requires too much attention to detail and professionalism. I need a boat that requires broad strokes. You can mess things up. No professionalism. Basically, like, just give me a canoe with a hole in it, and I'll be fine. That's all I need.
I know. And I know I keep harping on this, but I don't think sailing is easy. I mean, I don't know where she's getting this.
I don't know. Like, how many times...
it's so easy being on a sailboat.
Let's be honest.
That's, like, literally the hardest work I can imagine.
You don't have...
Well, let's hope we get this in the wind the right way so we don't all die.
Like, that's not the boat that you want someone who's like,
it work.
Yeah, I love that, like, she says professionalism and perfectionism as if those are bad things on a boat.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things you need the most. How many times do you think that she's been hit by a swinging boom on a sailboat? Because I just think at this point, like, she's had, like, as many concussions as a linebacker.
Probably, yeah. She seems like it.
Do you remember that Newprint commercial where the lady was like, I was sailing on a boat, and then, like, black and white, the boom hits her in the back. She's like, ah! Now I take Newprint. It's a real commercial.
Is she one of the ladies on the pain commercials that's like her head, she's like holding her head like this, her fingers on the edge of her eyes, like, my head hurts, can you tell in this poster?
That's what I do. I make a little sun visor with my hand and I say, I need the comfort of the firm and waspy blonde lady from the Tylenol commercials.
Yeah,
who later
I love
on
those.
To being in Dharma and Greg.
No, oh my god, Jenna Mahoney face, whatever her name.
You know,
Jenna,
no.
Weinstock.
No,
what's her name?
I don't know, but the woman
Jenna
who played her
Weinstock.
Mom, Jenna Weinstock. The woman who played Jenna Elfman's mom.
Jenna Elfman.
She used to do Tylenol commercials, and I loved her because I was
god,
a small gay
you,
boy.
If you were Jenna Elfman's mom, I'd be like, Jesus Christ. It's like someone comes up to Jenna Elfman's mom, like, you must have a headache. You want to do a commercial?
I was upset when she started doing real acting gigs instead of the Tylenol commercials, because this woman, her best role was walking on like a floating diagram of the human body with like pain centers and being like, you know, like 9 out of 10 doctors recommend Tylenol. I was like, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
To Jenna Elfman's mother. Like 9 out of 10 doctors insist that Jenna Elfman's mother should be taking Tylenol. Okay, so Abby's like, oh, it's so hard being professional. So Simone's like, don't be so happy. And she's like,
you know, it's just really hard. Like, I'm trying to be happy all the time. My nose is peeling.
So then we see some shots of, we see Kevin in the fridge talking to himself again, saying, oh my God, come on, Mr. Dobson. And then a guest goes up to Kate and goes, Kate, can you get everyone a fireball shot? And Kate goes, yes, because she's so excited because she knows that they're doing fireball shots now. They'll be passed out by 9:30 p.m. later.
Yeah. And then when she passes out, Courtney passes out the shots. And Courtney's smart-ass happy face is so funny. She does the same one she did when Abby said she was engaged. She's like, she has this like big, wide-open mouth, NeNe Leakes face.
Yeah.
She's like, and you know that she hates him. And then as she passes about, the girl who ordered him goes,
Who did this? I did it. I ordered these.
Courtney is just like, here, take your trashy shots. Here you go.
Yeah.
So Brian goes and finds Ashton and is like, hey, Bree. Hey, Bree, you should talk to Abby. She's crying her eyes out, Bree. So then Ashton's
like, yes, I will go offer her my penis, and that should help her, what every woman needs.
He's like, Abby, let me give you some words of advice to make you feel a little better. When you act immature, but you look much older than you are, it causes a problem, and that's hard in yachting. Do you know what I'm saying? No.
I would like you to have a seat on my face. Like, he's very inappropriate, Ashton. I mean, I guess that's a given, but he's very like, all right, lady, what do you need to talk about? She's like, ah, it's a special thing. Now, she's basically Gilbert Gottfried in my head at this point. Like, her whining. She's just in a constant state of like, bah! So she's whining, and he's like, then go home, you know, basically. Yeah. She's like, but I can't. And he's like, yes, you can, and you will. But now we're going to be two men down because Tana is still barfing.
Yeah. This is the episode where every 10 seconds we have to check in on Tana going, Jiminy Cricket. Blah.
Yeah. And then every time he barfs, every time he even gets the barf sweats or barfs, he does this thing right into the camera where he goes, I'm like, it's like I'm smelling your barf. Okay, so now I've got Kevin's chest hair in my teeth while I'm smelling your barf breath.
Yeah, we don't need your sweet belly breath. Okay, get some green tea mouthwash, would you?
You've got bigger problems.
Commercials. Here comes one right now. Let's begin on nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
So then we see Simone in the laundry room where she's like, where are these towels coming from? It's like raining towels. What am I doing? So she's like slowly having the laundry room, which she loved so much, is now turning on her and she's going nuts.
Yeah. She's a delight, this
she
Simone.
She is. Yes.
Like every time they cut to Simone, where did these towels come from? It's raining towels. Someone barfs, I guess. I'm assuming Tanner.
And then Captain Lee tells the women they're going to go to a water park.
And he's very proud of this water park. Captain Lee is acting like he built a fucking water park. He's like, ladies, you having a good time? They're like, whoa! It's like, see that over there? That's a water park that I have arranged for you to go to today. They're like, whoa! And then when they come back, he's like, did you enjoy that water park, ladies?
Let me tell you something. I'm giving you a one-way ticket to the water park. Have fun. Have a great time, kiddos.
So Courtney and Kate are talking in the kitchen, and Courtney's like, what are you going to do for the full moon dinner party later?
Towers of seafood, I'm hoping. Towers? No? No?
Possibly a seafood tower that goes to the moon. It should be an actual tower.
A seafood tower in the shape of the Apollo 13, but less disastrous. Like, who did that space shuttle in the first place? I mean, really.
And Kay's like, I have a bunch of neon rage decor. You know, I have mushrooms and body paint. We're going to stimulate the feelings of being on drugs, basically. Are those like magic mushrooms that she's using, or she's just putting mushrooms in punch?
I think she just put some cremini mushrooms in the punch, you know.
I think she did too. I mean, like, it's a beef tongue night. You could literally do whatever the fuck you wanted to at this point.
I'm not mad at it, to be honest.
I'm just going
to
float poop and some lemonade, and it'll still be whatever better than whatever Kevin serves. So let's try that.
So Ashton walks up to the wheelhouse to have a chat with Captain Lee, and Lee already knows. He can already tell.
something's afoot. He's like, oh boy, this is not giving me a warm and fuzzy feeling right now. I feel like I got matcha stuck in my teeth all over again, you know, on account of the mouthwash they got in this goddamn island.
Well, she's depressed and she'd like to leave. I tried to give her the medicine, but she wouldn't put my penis in her mouth. And the captain's like, immediately? Is it the workload? He gets that look where he's just like, is it the workload?
Yeah.
And Ashton says, no. Apparently, sailing life is different than a motor yacht.
Yeah.
Which I guess the captain hasn't heard 90,000 times yet.
Exactly. And he's like, well, I did not see this coming at all. You know what I call this? A classic example of a mouth writing a check that your ass can't catch. Captain Leeism.
Your ass can't catch it, right? Ass check cashing station, right? Why is there a bulletproof window? Can't get my ass in there.
Hi there, this is Captain Lee from the Bank of Your Ass is in America right now. And I just want to say that you have overdrawn funds from your ass taken by your mouth.
Hi, this is Captain Lee calling from Ass Fargo. All right. Would you like to talk to an ass banker? All right. Mouth check writer.
This is Captain Lee calling from HSBC, calling to let you know that we put a hold on your ass because your mouth has been taking too many funds. Hold on the account.
This is Frost Ass Bank calling, all right?
This is
the teacher's ass union, all right?
This is Washington Mutual.
I think there's only three banks anyway.
City. Hi. This is Captain Lee from Chase Ass Fire. Your Chase Ass Fire card.
Ashton's actually the president of that.
I think actually Tanner is.
So he's like, you're on a beautiful boat, exotic location. You're getting paid for doing what most people would do for nothing. I'm like, okay, you're overstepping a little bit there. Okay. Yes. Beautiful location. It's a lot of lifting. It's a lot of mopping. It's a lot of cleaning salt off windows. I don't know if a lot of people would do that for free, but I'm with you. Okay. Let's go back to the ass bank.
I don't know. Here you are doing manual labor in intense heat and humidity with a boss who's sexually harassing you. I don't know. Sounds like a dream job to me.
So Brian tells Tanner that Abby's leaving, and he's like, this girl's a tornado of emotion, right? She just gets engaged, and now she's quitting? You know what? How do mouths write checks, and how do asses cash? Right? That's my question.
I have a question. What if you're using an online portal? Does your ass still have the ability to send checks to your mouth? Kevin, meanwhile, is in the kitchen, and he's like, he wants to think outside the box, so that way he impresses his father, aka Captain Lee. And he's very stressed about this meal.
Another word for ass, by the way. But go ahead, carry on.
Well, not quite, but, you know, we still appreciate what you're going for there. I wonder if he'll be serving a rump roast with a sizable endowment that can't be touched. Especially not by the mouth.
Yeah. So he's like, he's not my best friend, you know. It's like he's got me by the balls, so I'm going to think outside the box. There's already an ulcer in my mouth. And Brian just comes in. He's like, hey, buddy, where's that smile? There we go, boo. There we go, Brew. There we go, Brew.
I'm the hot one here. So then Kate's like, hi, Simone. Guess what? You're going to the beach today. And Simone's all happy. And I was just imagining Kate saying, you're going to the beach to do laundry. Sorry, there's a washing machine there.
We're going to Laundry Beach. Surfing on that tide.
Have all A-L-L the fun.
Snuggles.
And Simone's like, my favorite thing about yachting It's in exciting places. Poor thing. Like, she'd be excited by anything right now.
I know, she really would be. So now the guests arrive at Krabby Beach, and they're there, and I just like that there's a beach called Krabby. Even though it's not spelled like Krabby, it's spelled K-R-A-B-I, but I just like, I like a good Krabby beach. A good Krabby beach.
Every beach I've ever been to, I'm like, why the fuck am I here? It's disgusting. Like, who came up with the idea of just like sitting on sand in the sun and sweating all over the place?
People
it's
who
a
like
stupid
luxury.
Idea.
People who like luxury. So, yeah, Simone's getting burned out with the laundry situation, and she's starting to feel like the third stew, not the second stew. So that is brewing inside of her. But she gets to do this picnic today, so that's exciting. So, yeah.
Then we see the girls jumping on the trampoline, and guess where? The water park, all right? The I wrote a check that my ass can cash water park, okay? Bought this whole thing for you ladies. And guess what they're doing? Woo! It's like it's always an opening for Price is Right.
Yes.
Just people. Woo!
Yeah, they bounce around on these like inflatable things, etc. So then Kevin and Kate are talking about dinner for tonight, and Kevin's talking about how the first course will be oven-baked scallops, and there'll be some chorizo and rice, and then he's going to go on to a grilled beef tongue, and Kate goes, beef tongue, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
She does not even hide it. She's like, no. Yeah. And he's like, yes. And she's like, I'm not sure if I was a charter guest, I'd be super excited to have tongue in my mouth. Heh.
Chris.
And he's like, and then she goes, hold on, I'm still writing down tongue.
Okay. Still writing down.
This guy is a total fucking idiot asshole, and I can't wait to watch him get fired.
How do you spell tongue again? Because I think I accidentally spelled it as the dish that will all be returned to the kitchen. Thank you.
I'm trying to spell tongue. Wow, it's so funny. My hand just printed out a Southwest ticket. So
I was trying to write tongue, but I accidentally wrote Stouffer's mac and cheese that everyone's going to be requesting instead. Huh.
So he starts naming all this stuff. Let me just say, he seems very talented, and not as much of an asshole as I keep expecting him to be. I still kind of like him. I don't know why. But I will say this. People are barfing and pooping their brains out on this boat. Maybe scallops, chorizo, and beef tongue aren't a good thing to mix together.
Yeah. Well, don't forget there's also romesco sauce in the mix here. Kate's like,
yeah,
romesco,
that's
what's
a lot
that?
Of pooping.
Yeah. Kate's like, romesco, what's that? He goes, well, it's sort of like a pesto. You're a maniac. Because you keep serving stuff that no one wants to eat. That's really bold. I appreciate you.
So then, let's see. Back on the, I don't care. Like, I'm reading. It's like, and then someone mops something.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Kate is in the room. She's in her room with Abby. And Abby's, you know, in the process of pulling up or putting down her hair. Who knows?
Yeah.
I can't believe she doesn't have Kevin's hairline at this point. Because all she does is fuck with her hair.
Yeah. So Kate's like, hi, Abby. How's your day going? Please tell me something terrible. And Abby's like, it's good. I'm leaving. Kate's like, what? I was really not expecting something that juicy. Do you want me to get my EDM to play to make sure you get off the boat?
I've written a really good song about how you've got herpes and everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Okay? It's written by Kate Chastain and the Josias. Okay, would you like to hear that? So Abby's like, is it really a shot, Kate? And she's like, yeah. Are you sure? It's only 4.5 weeks, and you really already look stupid. Are you putting your hair up, or are you putting your hair down?
we really can't tell. It's like a sensory deprivation chamber, but it's your hair.
So, like, everything's hitting me all at once. It's like a really hard decision. Like, I'm letting people down, but I have to come to terms with it. I just hate professionalism. And she's walking around in her like dark poker glasses all over the boat, telling each person individually. It's like Big Brother, you know?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something, guys. I'm quitting. Just get the fuck off
the
boat.
Yeah, get off the boat.
I've never seen a non-apology tour this long. Go.
Yeah, yeah. Go like get like a little get the tender and just get to shore. So so the guests are coming back and they're all drunk and Kate goes, they're drunk. And then we see Kevin in the kitchen and he's like playing around with a beef tongue and the beef tongue gets its own chyron. The tongue is like right there and it just says beef tongue. I was like, is Kate doing the chirons? Because you know that she wrote that. Beef tongue.
No, if Kate was doing it, it would be beef tongue.
It would be thing that no one wants.
And he's like, some people would be see beef tongue and be like, well, yeah, then that's what you serve to people. Sounds great.
For the record, I also feel like all this exoticism around beef tongue is like a little crazy. I feel like beef tongue is a fairly standard like thing that you could get it at like at delis.
It is, and it's also kind of like a newbie food craze, you know, like offal, where people are like, oh my God, offal. And that's like what they call depression meats, because that's all people had, you know. Yeah. It's like, I just ate a possibly dead raccoon off the side of the road. Not sure if it was dead or if it was just foaming at the mouth about to die.
Yeah.
But now in... You know, in these day and age, these millennials just love to eat their offal.
Oh, they love their offal. They love their livers and kidneys and giblets, etc.
Yeah.
So now it's nighttime, and Tanner's just getting sicker and sicker. He just looks terrible. And meanwhile, the guests are getting ready for the evening, and Kate is doing the tablescape, which she says is like a children's rave, which is cute. Also, like... A children's rave is what you could say about, I think, most things on, like, Nick Jr., right? Like, Blue's Clues, or what was that one that's really big on Nick Jr.? That's like...
I don't know, because I'm not a fucking perv.
No, there's
what
that
are you
one...
doing over there?
There's that
life?
One show on Nick Jr. that, like,
nope.
People go nuts for. They do, like, a tour.
Euphoria?
Euphoria. It's such...
Oh,
it
the
speaks
Wiggles?
To toddlers. No, no, no. It's the one that's, like...
I'm done. That's all I have. Dora?
It's, wait, it's like, no, it's not Dora. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's like, yo, Gabba Gabba.
Oh, that's a kid's thing? I thought that was a band.
Well, actually, it started off as a very serious biopic starring Linda Fiorentino, and then it was adapted to Nick Jr. to become something for toddlers.
Wow, is that true? Stop lying to me. I believe everything you say.
Yo, Gabba Gabba. The story of... One woman, the woman who created the calculator, starring Linda Fiorentino, and now a children's show, too.
Musical starring Tina Yothers. I'm like, yep, sounds realistic. I believe it, man.
So, anyway, Kate is...
I just like to say Tina Yothers a lot. Okay, yeah. So Kate is making vodka, mushrooms, and lemonade, huh?
Kate's making that, and Courtney sees it and just goes, disgusting.
It's like, no, it's not. Those two are a perfect pair.
They are.
And
amazing.
Then Tanner, guess what Tanner's doing? Barfing. Hey, can we insert a shot of Kevin taking off his shirt really close to the camera again?
Please.
Great, guys. That'd be
that
great.
Was great. That was really good. So now Captain Lee's is going to be having dinner with the ladies. So he's sitting with them beforehand, making chit chat, and he's like, so, did you guys enjoy the water park today that I built with funds that I took from my ass and that I had as well?
Guess what? I didn't write a check with my mouth. I wired it, all right? And my ass entered the routing number and cashed it. What do you think of that?
That's right. That's right. And I paid no fees because I actually have an advanced small business account for my ass. So no fees on it. So don't worry.
So, by the way, I think you took my Captain Lee signed book and I took yours.
I just took, well, I took the one that was left there for me.
That was rude of me. I will cop to that. But today I was like, you know what? I need a hug. I'm going to read the inscription that Captain Lee put in my book. Nothing there. Nothing, because we were on our way out the door when he was signing them. I was like, we got to go. And he's like, all right. Half cast.
Wait. So now I want to look at the Captain Lee book to see if he signed the one
It was nice. I saw what he was saying. It was saying, you guys. It wasn't like, Rondell, you have changed my life. God damn it, I love you. Don't say anything to Ben. I'm leaving him a blank book. He was writing it to both of us, but before he had a chance to write the second one, I was like, we got to go. We can't be late to our own show, which turns out we could have been.
We could have been.
It was an hour later than it was announced.
Well, I actually have the book right here, and here is the inscription.
Read it
says,
God damn it. All right. It says, Rondell, you look thin. Have you grown hair? Great.
It says, you guys,
Welcome to the Bank Ass America Loyalty Program. Please enjoy a credit limit of $100 that can be used exclusively in Captain Lee water parks all around the island of Phuket. Yours truly, Captain Lee. God damn it.
By the way, so many Bravo we have so many Bravo books at this point. I'm going to start right behind me where you see me right now. I'm going to start a Bravo books thing. And I want to do like Andy Cohen does, and this is the only thing I want to do like Andy Cohen does, but I want to put a bunch of Bravo books and then top it with Gloria Steinem's book, because that shit just cracks me up every time. It's like Nene talking and then Gloria Steinem right above her head.
You know what I want to do? I want to have a stack of Bravo books and on top of that my degree from Dartmouth and be like which is actually right there.
Yes, Ben.
This is actually coming true. Because it's right above the two Guess Who games that people gave me with Bravo faces. So this is like Kim Zolciak Pictures degree from college. This is a direct correlation.
Well, guess what? I got my GED. I got my GED in jail, which is much better than I. Yep. So what? Who cares?
Yeah, yeah, fuck so what? Who so cares? What? I got. Hey, you I know what? I got a board game right here called Ice School. You know what? Because it's funny. I like that there's a game called Ice School. Because you know what? It wasn't cool. That's why I had to open up the window. Yeah, what can you do?
What can you do? So the captain is loving the presentation. And by loving, I mean he's doing this. He's like, well, the presentation was good last night, as it should be, because that's what the guests should be getting every goddamn night, over the top. Did you see the water park I built?
Let me tell you this, okay? The quality, it should be like this. Okay, my hand is at like around cheekbone level. It should be like this every night. It should be not down here. It should be, in fact, it'll be higher. It should be up here. You know what it should be like? It should be like top of the water slide from the water park that we all agreed was amazing. And then not down here in the raft thing. So
I want it to be down. Captain Lee Water Park and not a slip and slide. Right, Kevin? Make a goddamn effort here.
So Kevin comes out and announces the courses to everyone. And I can never tell if people are going to boo. I mean, they do a good job on this show. Like, you can't tell if people hate it or they love it.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie is doing a full Tanner over there. If you were watching this... If you're watching
vaping,
this,
which is, by the way, killing children everywhere. And I'm like, sounds great. I'll get two at a time. Hand me five of them.
I literally thought Ronnie had died when we were in Tampa. I was like, Ronnie, are you alive? Are you alive? Are you alive? So he wasn't
Why
responding.
In Tampa?
Weren't we in, because we were in Tampa and you weren't answering your text messages for hours and hours. And I thought maybe you had died.
Sorry, I put a silent on your name. I didn't. It's late. I'm being mean for no reason. I went to sleep.
I was going through a lot. Yeah, I was going through a lot. So,
but then you did the same thing because I texted you back, and then you were like nowhere to be found.
Because I took my nap.
Yeah, we heard each other. God, yeah. This felt good.
So Kevin is now.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just. Before I almost died, I never know if people are going to boo Kevin because he says things like this. Today we've got local baked scallops. On the bottom is chorizo and like a black aioli. I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck are you even talking about right now? It sounds disgusting.
Well, I liked the sound of it personally. Not to be a contrarian.
All those things may be individually, but right. Scallops and chorizo, I don't know.
Well, that's a classic Spanish combination, I think.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know. What am I talking about? The point is this: he does not do himself any favors by presenting the beef tongue and saying, "Well, I've brought you something that I hope you try, because I don't think you'd ever order it anywhere else in the world. But now that you're trapped here, you have to eat it. So I hope you try it. If you'd like, you can pinch your nostrils together so that way you don't taste it quite as much. And remember that if you want to throw up, Tiana can show you how to do that." Best on this boat. Enjoy.
And then breathe right into Ronnie's face on the camera. How about that? So it's like, all I need is one person to be a lad math and say it's disgusting. Yeah. Like, well, then why are you setting yourself up for this? But then, guess what? It works out because first a lady goes, I want to know whose preference she said they wanted tongue. And then another lady eats it and goes, tastes like tongue. And then they cut to commercial while the captain's like,
huh.
But then when they come back, suddenly they all love it.
Yeah. I mean,
come on, guys. Was this just a second take? Because this wasn't even tricky. They literally were like, gross, tastes like tongue. Then they come back and they're like, delicious. Tongue is delicious. That's what she said.
A little tongue never hurt anybody. Am I right, everyone? Am I right?
That's what she said.
So then the lady is making small talk and she's like, well, Captain Lee, I mean, I'm sure you know what a strip club is like in America. And he's like, I will pass on that. That's more of a water park guy, if you know what I'm saying. She's like, well, it's funny that you should say that because the Thai version, well, have you ever heard of a ping pong show? Big week for ping pong shows on Bravo. That's all I got to say. Wow.
It really is.
Second
mention.
Isn't
that funny how things dovetail like that on Bravo? Storylines just come together like that.
It's. I like that Bravo is taking a warm slant on sex trafficking. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, it's like the perfect time in history to go easy on sex trafficking. I love that ping pong is like sex trafficking. That's like sex trafficking with skills. It's like, we're going to steal you away from your family and sell you to rich old white guys, but only if you could do tricks with your hoo-ha. Okay.
So meanwhile, we have Abby, who is still complaining downstairs. And she's like, I don't want to work on a motor yacht ever again. I need to focus on my passion in life, which is sailing with Patrick in Greece. Is that?
Because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, and it's what I want too.
Like, your passion in life is sailing with Patrick. That's my passion. I went to college to learn how to sail with Patrick.
Which you're probably going to quit. I have not checked your Instagram because I'm bored. But yeah.
It's probably actually Patrick from SpongeBob. Let's be honest. Let's like make everything a reference to Nickelodeon.
She's probably just at a Greek restaurant.
She just wants spanakopita. And honestly, I respect that. Terma salata. Now we're talking. Terma salata.
I still don't know what that is. And I know you've told me, but I keep forgetting. What is it?
It is my number one favorite thing, Greek food. It's a dip. It's made with...
Baba ganesh?
It's made actually with salted cod roe.
Oh, God.
No, that's why I blocked it out. You should try it.
I had a heart attack even thinking about it. I had a chest pain.
Wait, what? Why are you having a chest pain over salted cod roe?
Because I just smoked two weird vape things
and
drank
a coffee
delicious. And a hot chocolate.
It is so delicious. Like, it makes me weep. Like, and what bothers me is that there are a lot of places that are like, it's a Greek restaurant, but they only serve, you know, like, very basic stuff. But when I find the terma salata, I'm always like, yes.
Ugh, yum, cod dip.
No, just...
Love you, though.
Listen, really do. No. Just trust me. Next time we're in a Greek restaurant on the road.
No, we are.
Yes, we are.
We're getting flaming cheese like we did in Detroit.
We will get both. We're going back to Detroit, so I feel like maybe we will do both.
Flaming cheese.
We're definitely getting the flaming cheese, the saganaki.
Yeah.
That's 100% happening.
Okay, this recap is going to be 9 hours.
So I'm glad I'm spreading the word about terma salata because it is truly the best thing in the entire world.
I'm going to name my first child terma salata just so you can always be like, oh my God, I love terma salata. Everyone's going to be like, this is the first child Ben's ever truly loved. That is so sweet. And you're going to be talking about cod dip the whole time. And meanwhile, I've ruined a child's life because I've named them after some cod dip.
No, Terry. You know? Terry, first of all, I'm sure there's someone out there named Terry Misalata. Hey, have you seen Terry Misalata lately? She's looking a little down. Should we get her a card?
Missing Terry Misalata.
Terry Misalata.
Wait a minute. This is too rhymey to be real. All right. Call off the search for Terry.
Hi, I'm calling looking for Joanne Misalata. No, we have a Terry Misalata. Is that who you're talking about? I love, by the way, one of my favorite things about... Sorry, everyone. It's just going to be a long podcast because I'm going to talk about whatever's on my mind. But I think my favorite thing that we do, Ronnie, is just break off and do, like, Midwestern lady voices and, like, at an office.
Just like real life.
Hey, did... did you run that by Terry Misalata in accounting? Yeah, you really should give her your receipts.
Listen, I know that you, Terry, come on in here. We need to have a talk. I know that you've worked here for a span, 5 years, but your behavior is unacceptable. All right.
Terry, you've been working here a long time, and you know, we noticed that you still do the Hunt and Peck method of typing, and we you know, you're an office hero, but that's not gonna cut it.
Listen, Terry, I know that you'd like filing reports over here at Human Resources, but you can't sue someone for calling you doll. Must, okay? Can't do that.
Listen, Terry.
Don't be vulgar.
Terry, I always thought you were a great employee, and all these complaints, that's Moussaka to me, but...
Listen, thanks for bringing your kid to work on Bring Your Kid to Work Day, but God, get that kid a baba. Rakanoosh.
Terry.
It's too loud.
Terry, here's what I've got to see. We have a office dress code, and we have to say that we are very liberal here, but you cannot have your breasts out covered with nothing but pasty stios.
Wow, we're really stretching.
What?
I feel like we're doing yoga right now.
We're doing Greek foods into Office Place, an Office Place lecture.
And that's it. That's the end of Below Deck. Lots of barfing, pooping, and Greek lady, you know, Midwestern ladies talking about Greek food. Okay, so let's see. So now it's time to paint the hot guys for the ladies. Who are still going, whoa, over nothing. So there's like all this Day-Glo paint. And first, Ashton is painting Brian. But then Courtney comes and takes over because they're like sexy time now.
Yeah.
And why do I have Abby? It's been a hard day. I never want to work on a motor yacht in my life.
Oh, yeah. That's just what we're talking about. Yeah. Part.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, Courtney is like painting Brian's face, and Ashton is like getting a little jealous because, you know, Ashton wants Courtney.
This is Ashton.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It could be anything. Brian could be like licking a piece of toast off the street. You know, like he could be chewing a piece of gum that was left under a desk somewhere, and Ashton would want to chew it.
It's true. It
is. No offense, Courtney. I'm not calling you a chewed up piece of gum from under a table.
But I just love the way Courtney keeps shooting down Ashton, because when they're done, Ashton's like, do you want us to serve dessert? And Courtney goes, no.
No. And it's like, well, it wouldn't be her if she didn't say something like that. Isn't it funny how she's flirting with me? It's like, you're disgusting, die. So then they're, God, you guys, this chair. I can't get rid of this chair.
It's okay. I'm torturing the listeners with my...
It sounds like I'm on a really long sailboat. Like, you hear the creaking, like...
I love sailboats. See, that's what I love about a sailboat, the long creaks. Your chair seems very unprofessional and has no attention to perfectionism.
I don't care because, like, I can lean back like this.
But here's the thing. While you might be torturing people with your chair, I'm torturing them because every time I take a swig of this McDonald's, I know everyone's hearing like the ASMR of like ice sloshing.
You are. And by the way, while you're showing that
I'm sorry.
Cup, hold that up again, that cup. Sorry for people who aren't watching this, but also go on Patreon. What the fuck's wrong with you? So this McDonald's cup, McDonald's is so full of shit. Okay, McDonald's, don't sue me. But it says on the cup, locally owned and operated. Oh yeah, McDonald's, you're real fucking organic over there.
I'm just sad that there's no Monopoly ticket on it. When is Monopoly coming back? I want to do a live Monopoly ticket draw on
Oh, this. It'll be back. And just like every other year, I'm going to peel off something and be like, oh my God, Park Place, I won!
A Park Overall Place. So yeah. Kate then, meanwhile, Kate's with Courtney, and she's like eyeing Brian, and she's like, do you see the penis ravine on Brian? That's like amazing.
I can't focus. I mean, usually I don't like bodies like that. I like when people see bodies like that and they're like, I don't like bodies like that. I'm like that. It's not that I don't like bodies like that. I'm terrified of bodies like that.
I love a body like that.
Yeah, but a lot of people, like Courtney's like, don't like that. I mean, I really just need to know a guy's personality. And then retroactively, I'll be like, oh my God, I like him now, so he's really hot. Hey, did you guys know I dated a really hot guy?
Yeah, I liked her logic with that. Kate's like, all men should have penis. Basically, everyone should get penis ravine implants. Like, it doesn't matter if you have a small penis. As long as you have a penis ravine, that's all I care about. I feel like I have a penis rolling hills. A penis rolling hills.
I have a penis mound. I just have like a mound. I have like a fupa mound, okay? It's ready to take over the world. You want to see a ravine? How about a pond?
Penis and I also pond. I also penis pond. I also like how Kate talking about the sexiness of Brian's penis ravine is punctuated with Tanner just barfing.
Yeah. They're barfing and then beef tongue, big beef tongue. So the girls are, of course, freaking out when they see the boys. And then back in the kitchen, Kate's still talking about penis ravines. Okay.
Yeah.
Scroll past penis ravines.
And then after dinner, I'm hoping I'm not messing you up with your notes.
I'm literally, I just see penis ravines 20 times, and I don't like working on motorboats. I think I just kept, either the same thing kept happening, or I just kept happening the same thing.
Yeah, well, so after dinner, Captain Lee goes into the kitchen, and he goes, well, Kevin, son, about dinner, you stepped up the game quite well. I could find no fault with dinner, and I appreciate the effort. You know what? It's almost as if that food was almost as smooth as a ride down a water slide at the water park that I love.
Oh, so then the next morning, the girls have special t-shirts that the main lady has made for them. What did they say? Did you bother reading them?
I did not.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like, you're boring me. Woo. I think they just said, woo. Yeah. Okay, should I look in this video? I have the video here.
Why not? I'm sure it's going to be very underwhelming. It's going to probably say, like, McCall Pool, whatever her name is, McCall Sink. Like, bye-bye-bye, McCall in Sink.
You know, it's actually tough to find because their uniform shirts are blue. So I keep trying to stop on blue, but then it's like, Kate with fresh muffins.
Yeah.
That Kevin has just made, shockingly, not out of discarded parts of an animal. And then it keeps cutting to Abby. I mean, yeah, Abby being disgusted with her mop.
Yeah, okay, well, because the music's all like, well, you look it up, what I liked was that the music was all like, and then you just see Abby with her mop, and the music is like, dun, dun, wah, wah, wah. She's just pushing the mop around.
Basically Abby's personality. Oh, so they say, why limit happy hour to an hour? Oh my God, these women are like the equivalent of a gather sign, basically.
Why limit happy hour to an hour? Like, it's not even artfully said. How about, like, why limit happy hour to 60 minutes or something like that? Like,
yeah, it's also in total clip art font. Okay, so
McCall Pool, you can do better, okay? You could do better, yeah, McCall. McCall Sink. I keep calling her McCall Pool.
Yeah, McCall. What's her name?
McCall Sink. Sorry for confusing my structures
McCall
out of the water.
McCall Sink. And her cousin, McLeave a message, float.
That was for you, Terry Masalata. Terry Masalata, we got a complaint from McCall. What was your new one?
McLeave a message, float.
Oh, I just got it. McLeave a message. Well, locally owned and operated. McLeave a message float said that she got some very bad customer service from you, Terry Masalata. Do you have anything to answer? Do you have anything to say for yourself?
So stupid. So Kate's like, okay, here's your white chocolate raspberry muffins that stupid made. And then it cuts to the captain just eating a cereal. And one of the ladies is like, cereal, by the way, Captain Lee, is Captain Lee being sponsored by cereal? Because that's like literally all he does. Like, he loves a bowl of cereal, but they showed it four times today. Him just being like, heh.
I bet I'll tell you one thing. This. It's probably not Captain Crunch. He calls himself a captain? Would he know where a goddamn water park is in the middle of Thailand? I don't think so.
Pick a lane, Crunchberry.
Let me tell you what my cereal is. It's called Nut and Honey, all right? So when you say, what am I eating? I say, "Nut." What am I eating? Nut and Honey. It's a good cereal and a good joke.
So one of the girls is like, oh, Captain Lee and I were having so much fun together last night. He really knows how to take care of his ladies. And then one of the girls goes, that's what she said. Woo!
Queen of old boat comedy.
Courtney is ironing. She's like, I hate ironing.
She just throws the iron off the boat. Electrocutes.
So then Kate checks on Tanner. Abby's still miserable walking around the boat. And then Ashton goes, hey, Abes. She's like, yeah. And he goes, if you can have your stuff packed by the time we hit the dock. And she's like, really? And he goes, yeah, we'll have a meeting with you and then you'll leave. And she's like,
well, I know that me leaving may be impulsive and stupid, but that's who I am.
I was like, oh my God, you're never getting hired anywhere again.
Like, she literally just said on national television, as if it were a virtue, that she's impulsive and stupid. It was her words. She literally said, leaving the yacht may be impulsive and stupid, but it's who I am and how I deal with situations. Impulsively and stupidly.
And I hate professionalism.
I need to be on a boat that needs someone who's impulsive and stupid and does not require professionalism or perfectionism. So, who wants to come on?
What is this girl thinking?
Does anyone need an oil tanker for me to work on? I can just helmet. Let's go up to Alaska.
Yeah. So then this is where the captain and Kate are in the wheelhouse, and he's like, you know what I hate? She's like,
there are really a lot of options. Can we play hot or cold?
Should I start listing things I hate, or are you just going to jump in here because we'll be here all day? He's like,
green tea mouthwash.
Did not really see that. Did not see that coming. Thought it was going to be something about some sort of financial institution that has low funds from the asshole. But no, okay, green tea mouthwash. Open to it and accepting it.
Well, you've got bigger problems than that. The one who likes cartoons and waxes his eyebrows too much is now barfing all over the boat. So good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Also, are you open to the idea that you may just be gurgling with green tea and not the Listerine I set aside for you? Okay, just think about that.
I was wondering why the mouthwash was so hot.
So then Brian and Courtney are talking in the crew mess, I think ironing, and they're talking about their parents, and he's like, what do your parents do? She's like, my dad's in finance and my mom didn't do anything really while I was growing up. What about you? And he's like, well, my parents got divorced and my dad passed away. They said heart attack, but I think it was drugs. Really hated the guy.
And she just goes, like, that's sad.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, that's sad. So it's basically like one shrimp on some crushed up ice instead of towel.
Okay, well, that's like really sad. And I'm trying to fantasize about a tower of seafood. So could you just like take off the shirt of your personality?
Let's see.
So now Abby's with. There's so more stuff about how Brian wants to be a role model for his kid, but like, I mean,
I don't care.
Like, congratulations, it's called being a dad. So then Abby is with. Yeah, it's like, wow, what a novel concept. A father wants to be a role model for their son or daughter or whatever. I mean,
yeah, especially on this show, that's like the new thing. It's that's the new, like, not it's like the new thing at all.
It's like the Top Chef. Cook. I was living in the gutter, and cooking saved me.
Yeah.
I love that we're like angry at people's like perfectly lovely redemption stories. Like,
I can't with together. That. Like, redeem yourself at home. You know what I mean? Like, redeem yourself off of my TV. Okay? I don't need this.
Yeah.
So, Captain's like, pull anchor. That's what she said. So Ashton is telling Brian, he's like, Abby is upset we asked her to leave. Like, what do you think is going to happen? So then we cut to Abby crying in the mess hall, putting up her hair and taking it down, putting up her hair and taking it down. It's just like a nervous, crazy chick at this point.
Yeah.
And she's like, I have to leave. Like, where am I going to go? And Kate goes, that's what happens in yachting. You know, I mean, one minute you don't have a job, but then you realize you don't have a job. And you're homeless.
Yeah. Yeah. Abby's like, do I just get put on a dock and good luck? I was like, yeah, you're the one.
Yeah.
She goes, and well, where am I going to go? And Kate goes, well, you're probably going to go to an airport. That'll probably be the first step.
And good Abby luck. Goes, okay. Wow. Wow.
Maybe you should call your fiance from Greece and have him come over and pick you up so that way you can resume your passion of being a very unprofessional person on a boat that will probably sink.
Yeah. So the ladies are packing and wooing at the same time. Tanner's still barfing. I mean, what the hell? I don't care. So actually, Kevin ends up helping with the lines because, you know, he's going to have to help out.
Yeah.
And then
even Kate was sort of helping out. She was like out there while they were docking. And like when they finally got into the dock and all the guys like did all the lines and everything, she like picked up a line and touched it like, here, I helped. Okay.
Yeah. I helped too.
I helped
too. So then everything goes well and it's time to get rid of Abby, even though she's already quit. But the captain's doing my favorite move where he's doing this with his radio. He's like, just twirling it. I like, well, he's like waiting. When he does his dance move, he paces and just twirls his radio around with his legs crossed. He's twirling his radio with one hand and then doing this with the other one.
Well, he's waiting for the airwaves to be open, aka for Abby to stop pressing down on her speak button. I can shut down the communication the whole goddamn boat.
So he's like, I understand you'll be leaving. We don't really have time for this. She's like, I really don't want you guys to take it personally. He's like, yeah, I'm not taking it personal, but there's protocol, all right? And that's a great Goldie Hawn movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Guess what? Goldie Hawn overcame adversity. You didn't. Sorry, I said protocol in the same name as you. Maybe I should say you're going overboard because she was a real dick in that film.
Listen, right? You're like a bird on a wire right now, and let me tell you that death does not become you. All right. So here are a few private Benjamins from the tip. And we hope you.
Hey, you're definitely not a working girl, which isn't even a Goldie Hawn movie. And I'm just saying it because of your lack of Goldie Hawn-ness.
Well, right? Hopefully you laugh your way out of this boat right now.
Whoa. Oh, I thought something was pinching my butt, but it was a pillow poking up through my chair. It's like, who's here?
So, yeah, so basically, he gives her passport and is like, bye, and then he just puts on his shades and shakes his head all around the wheelhouse, which is his, like, favorite thing. He's like, well, someone's gone, gotta put on the cool shades and shake my head, shake it out.
While I eat some Cheerios. God damn it!
Why do these Cheerios taste sort of like Arizona iced tea? God damn it, that mouthwash!
So Abby really is on Big Brother in her mind because she just keeps extending this. She's like,
I just think he's saying bye to the crew on a motor yacht, which is not a sailboat.
So she goes, she's saying bye to everybody again, one by one, going yeah. really slowly. And she goes up to Courtney and she goes,
bye, Courtney. I didn't really get to know you well, but I still really liked you. I mean, good luck.
Courtney's face is like, I didn't care for you.
Yeah. Courtney's like, bye, lazy person who doesn't like motors.
Courtney's like, should I do that thing where I open up my jaw and smile as if I'm supporting you, but I'm actually hating you at this moment? I love that for you. Bye.
Yeah. So she's, guess what Abby's last line is?
Working on motor yachts isn't for me.
Really? Couldn't tell. Enjoy avoiding
I'm
that.
Getting married.
Enjoy avoiding that swinging boom and reaching for the Nuprin.
Yeah. Enjoy praying for the wind.
Yeah.
So the mess. Sailboat people are going to be so upset.
Sailboat people will be like, there are motors, okay?
So then mess meeting. So the captain's like, as you already know, we lost a member. God bless Bun over there. Sorry, dead bun. All right. Well, she didn't get it, but understand, this isn't for everybody. All right? She's compensated and gone, so move on.
Now, we all got $19,000 or $1,900, and I just want to say, Chef Kevin, you nailed it. I was impressed with everything, and your mother and I have never been more proud, but we fully expect you to fall on your face next charter, so don't disappoint me, son. Don't disappoint
me. Hey, that beef tongue was good. Unfortunately, I'm leaving your mother, and it's all your fault. So thanks for being a good child one day out of your entire life. Goodbye.
So then cleaning time, and I love, this is one of my favorite montages, because they do cleaning and then they just add that dance music in, because sometimes it's like it's cleaning music and this time it's like and Ashton, just in case no one's mad at Ashton for being completely inappropriate as a boss, he's like, well, I've requested a hot blonde for our deck team.
Good. So then, Captain Lee, the doctor comes on board to deal with, or they're calling a doctor, and Captain Lee gives Tanner his tip. He's like, I feel like I shouldn't accept this, you know? I'd rather put this money towards a bottle of wine that I can give to Kate, my aunt's friend, who I'm attracted to.
My sexy aunt.
So the doctor comes, and the doctor checks him out, and is basically like, well, he has sweet belly. Which, as we all know, is an appetizer at Sir that costs way too much money for what it is.
That's what she said.
Get off the goddamn boat, ladies.
Get off the boat, ladies. Get off. Come on. Go to the water park.
Yeah, so everybody goes out, and Ashton is now going to try to flirt with Kate to make Courtney jealous. Well, is that what's happening?
So what's happening is that Brian takes Courtney on a little, like, afternoon fling. They get on the tender and motor around, and they're just getting to know each other a little bit more, and it's nice. And Kate's like, somebody has to bang Brian. He's, like, so hot. He needs to be banged. Penis ravine. I want to take a donkey down into that penis ravine.
Yeah, penis ravine.
So Courtney looks totally bored on this date, but she's thawing a little bit, I guess, because this is where she's talking about how she's attracted to personalities, not hot bodies.
Yeah, which is why she's dating the Dunkin' Donuts guy. Like, give me a fucking break, okay? Yeah. Date an ugly person, okay? Then I'll believe you.
So then we then see Tanner still in bed now. Now that he's been diagnosed with sweet belly. And Simone is, like, very sad that Tanner's not going to be going out to party with everyone. And she's like, I'm really bummed that he's not going out because, you know, he's so hot. I'm like, wait, where did this come from? What?
Facts have been ignited.
Wow, she's been in that laundry room way too long. Too many fumes from the OxyClean.
So then we get a mystery call. The captain's like, hello? Ask Fargo? This is Captain Lee. May I speak to...
Now listen here. I know you weren't available at the start of the season, but I need you here in Thailand in less than 2 days. Pack a bag.
Is it possible to get from wherever you are to Thailand in less than 2 days? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but I hope it's Kelly. Do you think it's possible that it's Kelly? I really Kelly love Dodd? Kelly. Yeah, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. Oh,
what?
Kelly.
I wasn't doing lines.
I was telling you to pick up the goddamn line, Kelly. All right? Get on the boat.
I wasn't doing a boat. I have a daughter.
I think it's going to be Ross. I would love it to be Riley. I would love it to be Riley. But I think it's going to be Ross.
No, Kelly. Come back to me, Kelly.
I know. Kelly is so sexy.
God damn it, Kelly. I need you back.
We should have reached out to him to have him come to one of our Florida shows. Because we need to see that sexiness in person.
Yeah, I would have had a boner.
Yeah, it would have been
so. Courtney and Brian are having that. I don't know. They're flirting. I'm bored.
They're flirting. So And Brian says, this is the funny part of them flirting, because Brian's like, so you don't have a husband or children? She's like, no, not even a serious boyfriend. And you're like, what, 30 years old? She's like, I'm 26.
Sex, yeah, but like, I hear you have a daughter.
Does she like seafood? I don't want to share my tower with her.
So then, okay, so are we out yet? Let's go out.
It's evening time. Time to go out.
Let's go out. And so Ashton's like, Courtney and Brian are a flower garden growing nicely, but I don't mind. I like the competition. It's like, oh, please stop. This is so awkward to watch.
Was the
please
season stop. One of Downton Abbey with a little flower competition? No.
It's a literal flower competition.
Knowing Ashton, that he would show up with like a flower pot. It's like, look what I grew. It's like, no, we were talking metaphors.
Yeah, and get your penis out of the flower, sir. Okay, please
stop giving that flower a lap dance.
Yeah, he's like shoving the flower's face in his crotch. We're very sexy. So in the club, Simone is like, this club is the one.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it, because they do have a laundry room downstairs, and they say you need to press the linens. Thanks.
Yeah, and Ashley goes to Kate. Like, I guess he's going to flirt with Kate to make Courtney jealous, which I'm sure is a great plan. It's totally going to work. So he's like, hi, Kate, what are you having? She's like, other than a seizure, I guess some vodka dance would be great. Thanks.
Yeah. So Brian is very crafty, because he knows that Ashton's going to be the ultimate cock block. So he puts the idea in Ashton's head that maybe Ashton and Kate would be a good item. So that way Ashton starts thinking about that and focusing on Kate. And Brian has some time to, like, you know, flirt with Courtney. So, of course, Ashton's like, oh, Kate, I never thought about Kate before. I never thought about her that way. Let me give it 5 minutes to think about. Like, cut to him just walking up to Kate and just kissing her.
But he doesn't only kiss her. He does it in that gross way where he grabs her face. It's like you're taking someone prisoner, you know? It's like, and she stands there kind of stunned and then pushes him away. And she's like, she's like, don't use.
She goes,
don't. What'd she say? Don't she use had the my
best.
Out?
No, she had the best response when he kisses her. She goes, "Is it New Year's? Why did we do that?" Is it New Year's? Could you imagine telling that to someone after they kissed you? Is it New Year's?
Yeah. And what'd she say? I said, "Don't use my ass," but she said something like, "Oh, my mouth." She said, "Don't use my mouth as your receptacle for your insecurity and jealousy. This is why I have trust issues."
Yeah.
Which I agree. Amen. Gross.
Seriously. I should also mention that before he kissed Kate, Ashton was still trying to, like, get with Courtney, and he was, like, trying to get her to dance. He goes, come on, cool. And she just shakes her head like, mm-mm. Ashton's trying way too hard. It's gross.
Yeah. So they all go back to the boat, and they're, you know, wasted and stuff. And so he's going to try it now again with Courtney. So he's trying to boss Brian around. So, like,
we should also mention that in the van ride over, Brian started licking Courtney's dance feet.
And she's like, disgusting. And Kate goes, I don't want to be a spectator to foreplay. So Ashton, they're in the crew mess, Ashton and Courtney, and Brian's just walking around. And so Ashton's trying to assert his dominance. He's like, what do you want? What do you want, Courtney? She's like, hot sauce. And he's like, all right, I'll get you some hot sauce. Brian, get some hot sauce. Get some hot sauce. And Brian's like, whatever. So he just brings the sauce. And she's like, well, that's barbecue sauce, so he's already failing.
That's not hot sauce. Mm-mm. This is not Busy Bee. That's A1.
Fail.
That's A1.
Brian's like, I don't care about hot sauces. Good night. And he's like, okay, good luck. Good luck, Ashton. All right. Go ahead. Okay?
Yeah, he's basically like, I'm not going to be thirsty. So Ashton then tries to undermine, and he's like, well, I thought that Brian was into you, but he just went to bed, and I'm sorry. I thought that he liked you, and I'm sorry that this has to be a big letdown for you, that you're just stuck with me, you know? I'm very sorry. And, you know, you're very sensible. You're very grown up. And even though you're not as old as you look, I mean, you're mature. You're as mature as your physical appearance right now.
Oh, is that what he said?
No, he said you're as mature as every one of your positive features.
Oh, I put you're as mature as every one of your positive eateries.
Oh.
And he's like, okay, I'll try that again. She's like, I'm going to go to bed. And she goes, he has no chance. I can't imagine him having less of a chance than he has right now. So she goes, and then Ashton goes to bed, and Kevin's there, and he goes, God, you know, I just wish we had girls that wanted to have fun and get banged. I'm tired. Honestly, I'm tired of working so hard to get my dick sucked. And Kevin's like, yeah, these guys have standards, huh? That's the end.
Oh, my God.
I know, Ashton. It's sort of like he was looking so sexy a few weeks ago when he was, like, pushing the tender off the rocks and his, like, leg muscles were bulging. And I'm like,
Well, he Ashton. Is sexy. Like, he's so cute. That's the thing. It's just his thirst.
Oh, you know? Yes. So entertaining.
It's those, you know, that horniness. We all deal with it, Ashton, all right? But keep it in, boy. Damn.
Don't ever tell Omen she isn't as old as she looks. Not a good line, yeah, ever.
Yeah, not a good one ever.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, that brings us to the end of Below Deck. Thank you for being with us on this late night recap.
Yeah.
But no, I feel fucking crazy by the end of this. You probably do double.
Soup's crazy right now. Soup's crazy.
We will be back with another Crappens on Demand video recap for Real Housewives of Orange County this week before we go off to Indianapolis for Real Housewives of Dallas, followed by Real Housewives of New Jersey and a classic Real Housewives of New York episode, Who Are You to Get Me Wet, starring Ramona Singer in Chicago. Doubleheader in Chicago.
It's going to be so fun. You guys, thanks for listening, and stay tuned also for the announcement of our next live show, which will be tomorrow. So talk to you guys later.
Bye, everybody. Love you guys.
Let's begin our nighttime relaxation. You've never felt more. Feel your eyelids getting. Now let yourself lay back and get a good night of. When cold and flu symptoms won't let you sleep, ask for Night Nurse. Its unbeatable strength helps put cold and flu to bed. Only available at the pharmacy counter. For cold and flu relief, visit dayandnightnurse.co.uk/verify for verification. Always read the label.
Say hello to Hey You, home to the most binge-worthy reality TV shows.
It's reality 100%.
Including Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Real Housewives of New Jersey, Snatched, and over 250 more. Ready to stream or download in the palm of your hand.
It just makes everything better.
See it here first with loads of new episodes same day as the US.
I love that.
Hey You, reality on demand. Download the app to get your 1 month free.